Orthodox Scotland down the row about the charging of the cathedral. What's your reaction to it when you heard?
It's hard to overestimate the importance of Glasgow Cathedral to the history. I mean, St Mungo, the founder of our city, is buried in Glasgow Cathedral. For over 800 years, it has really been the spiritual home of Glasgow. And there are plans by Historic Scotland to charge entry. I think they should think again. I think that's a mistake. And just as all the other significant buildings in Glasgow are free of charge to come in, you can come into the City Chambers and get a tour. We don't charge for that. You can go into all of our wonderful museums and art galleries and so on, and they are free of charge. I think somewhere in particular, like both a place of worship, but also just even for those who may not be especially religious, it is a place of history and calm. It's used by staff and by patients from the Royal Infirmary. It's used by Glaswegians and by visitors. I think that there should not be a barrier of cost put up to put in between people who want to between them and using Glasgow Cathedral. For 800 years it's been free. Let's think again. I don't think Historic Scotland has got this right. And I don't know what the view of Scottish ministers is on this, because obviously Historic Scotland is accountable to ministers. So I would like to think that they would think again on this one.
It seems rather unprecedented, the charge to go into a place of worship.
I guess if I'm trying to put myself into the shoes of Historic Scotland, they'll be saying it's a way of maybe raising some money that could be put to good use, to promote the venue or whatever. I mean, I can understand some of the lines of argument. I just think they've got it wrong. They've got it pretty fundamentally wrong. They've misjudged just how important Glasgow Cathedral is to this city, to those of us who live here, and to those who visit the city. It is a place of worship. It is where the founder of our city is buried. You shouldn't need to pay to go into it.
And a campaign is gathering pace, so you think it looks like they probably will buckle under the pressure and rethink it.
I think that Historic Scotland and Scottish ministers will listen to public opinion on this. I certainly hope they do.